Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today, and for all who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about the love of the world. I read from Paul's epistle to the Philippians yesterday, verse 12 in chapter 2, says this, "You too, my friends, must be obedient, as always, even more now that I am away than when I was with you." You must be obedient. Well, I have a wonderful letter from my friend Holly Simons that is appropriate right here, and so I'm going to read you Holly's letter. In the last 5 years especially, I have been in a director of music ministries position at two churches. Although these are considered part-time jobs, I came to realize how fully this job engaged my time and energy. So the shift of balance began to subtly affect me and the wonderful husband and children God has given me. This summer, I began to reconsider my life's priorities, to know and spend more time with my Lord and to be able to be at home with my family and not working outside the home. Often I find doing the Lord's work in churches or elsewhere is truly an excuse to escape the real obedience He is asking of us as wives and mothers, to give ourselves as fully as possible to the built-in disciplines in our own homes. As this process of evaluation was going on, I was listening daily to Gateway to Joy. You guessed it, the topic was one of your favorite and much-needed themes for women of our generation. The importance of women being home with their families. What a catalyst and confirmation for me. Then I skip a little bit. With tears flowing, I shared deeply with my husband of my desire to resign my job and stay home full time. And guess how he responded? He said, "Honey, I just read Elizabeth Elliot's newsletter yesterday, and there was a section encouraging husbands to find a way to help their wives to stay home full time. I believe this is God's word for us, and I will fully support this decision. I don't know how all the financial issues will work out, but I trust in our God to show us each step of the way and each change and sacrifice to be made. Such a godly man." And she goes on to say, "I am still in disbelief and shock at the utter joy and delight of God answering my desires in this way. The list of joys is endless. Time to plan healthy menus and cook well for my dear ones. Time to sit and listen to each child as they share endless stories of their daily thoughts and experiences. Time to help with homework and projects without running out to meetings, rehearsals. Time to read aloud to my first grader. Time to teach each child how to play the piano. Time to attack those household chores and projects that have been put off for so long. Time, time, time to focus all my energies on the greatest task I have been given. I cannot emphasize enough that it has only been after leaving my job that I have become continually aware of how much time and energy was shifted away from my home and family. We so delude ourselves into thinking we can do it all and have it all. It's a lie from the enemy. And mine was only a part-time job. What a joke." Then, in closing, she says, "I thought you'd be interested to know that one of my favorite devotional songbooks is called Wings, a book of Donavur songs with music. Donavur is the mission that Amy Carmichael started in South India, and the Donavur songs, the words to the Donavur songs, were all written by Amy Carmichael. I came across this on my sister Sherry's bookshelf, and she lovingly gave it to me, not realizing, I think, what a treasure she was parting with. The song which prompted tears of gratitude was this one, under the praise and thanksgiving section. O King of Love, thy royal ways with thy poor vassal pass my thought. What word can fitly frame thy praise, thy love illuminates my days. Love to a thing of naught. O Lord of love, how privily thou comest, and thy fingers touch on hidden string known but to thee, attunes to sweetness all in me. Loved so, how not love much? But what is much? Rock pool to sea, faint taper to a furnace glow? O love, who art infinity, whose secret source no man may see, flow through me, overflow. I know that many of you are thinking how wonderful it would be to be able to do what Holly Simons does and stay home. I wish my husband would let me, or I wish it were financially possible. So I have a letter from another woman who's in a different kind of a situation. And this is the kind of letter that many of you have been waiting for, I'm sure. She says, "It's wonderful that you uplift mothers that stay home and tell them to keep up the good work. There is another group of mothers who desperately need help and encouragement also. They are those mothers who have been forced to work outside the home due to financial reasons, divorce, etc. I fall into that group. I'm the mother of two, 3 years old and 10 months. I've been married for 9 years, and my husband is a Christian. I work outside the home due to financial reasons, and my husband thinks we need the extra income. I have pleaded with my husband to find an alternative, but I earn a very good salary, which he feels we need. I am being submissive to his desire. I feel that is what God's word teaches. Wives, be in submission to your husbands. This has been a difficult week for me, as I listen to Christian radio at work, and all the programs are focusing on mom this week. The only group of moms getting any encouragement are those who stay home." Well, let me put in my own little parenthesis here. I'm glad to know that there are so many other programs besides Gateway to Joy encouraging women to stay home, because I think the burden of opinion is generally on the other side. Even the church has been encouraging women in careerism, and so I feel sometimes like a rather lonely voice. But I'm glad there is much encouragement to mothers to stay home. But let's continue to hear what this lady who can't stay home has to say. "I can't believe any mother who does stay home, particularly if she is a Christian, would get discouraged over her plight. I would trade the tears and heartaches I feel daily for all the dirty diapers, messes to clean, noses to wipe, etc. in the world. Everyone keeps talking about the sacrifices stay-home mothers have to make. Well, I feel that we moms who work, unwilling, make an even greater sacrifice, that of not feeling we have contributed to our children's spiritual, physical, emotional upbringing to the degree we would like. The letter you read today from a stay-home mom said that being a mother was her life. Well, it's my life, too, only I feel like half a mom because I am away all day. Don't misunderstand. I praise God every day for my children and husband. They are a great blessing. But I can't express to you the heartache I feel daily. Most of my days are filled with tears and lots of prayers from my kids. I worry if they will turn out okay because of my absence. All the experts say the first 3 years are the most important, and not to leave your baby unless absolutely necessary. I have already lost the first 3 years with my son, and my daughter is well on the way, with no answer in sight. Forgive me for rambling on. The reason for this letter is to let you know that there is a great need for encouragement to women in my situation. It is fine to say keep praying. We do that, but it does not take away the pain we feel in our hearts. We need practical advice on how to express to our kids that we love them, even though we leave them every day." Well, thank you so much for that letter, and I know that there are many women out there who would echo your feelings. Great many women who can't be listening to Gateway to Joy for the simple reason that they are at work. Well, I want to say, first of all, to the writer of this letter, whom I will call Joanne. Joanne, your obedience to your husband is obedience to God. There is no question about that. And because In spite of your suffering and in spite of your own personal desires, you are submitting to your husband in a decision which he has made, I'm sure, in conviction and love and openness to God's will. Remember that the results of that obedience are really God's business. You are doing what you can do for your children. You are praying for them. You do love them. And I think that there are many special promises in Scripture for fatherless children and for orphans. Surely those promises apply just as much to the motherless children whose mothers can't be home with them all the time. I do want to remind you that we're not by any means always in control of our circumstances. Events are God's ministers, His servants, to accomplish His will in and through us. Often they seem, as one writer said, to stand with frowning brows, disguised, but with such wells of love in their deep eyes and such strong rescue hidden in their hands. What kind of strong rescue can be hidden in the hands of the events that force you to work? I don't know the answer. But I do know that everything that happens fits into a pattern for good to them that love God. In everything, the Bible says, God cooperates for good with those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. May God help us to be obedient in the place where God has put us and then leave the results of that obedience in His strong hands.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.